A person who does not read is no better off than a person who cannot read. Greater than in the age of technology, we have forgotten the importance of good books. Everybody has time to spend on social networking sites and unknowingly streams endless videos. We unknowingly spend so much time on videos just for entertainment purposes only. Don't get me wrong, I love technology and have nothing against social networking sites, but are we scheduling our priorities what most people do? Immediately after waking up, they just check their emails and WhatsApp messages instead of starting their day with reading or exercising or doing the things they like. The thing is, we are more than hooked to our phones. If I want to send a message to someone, instead of doing that, I would check the messages that arrived for me, and there would be a notification about this cute dog on Instagram, and I would scroll down endlessly. There we have wasted at least 45-50 minutes of the day, and this does not happen only once, and I guess to almost everybody every now and then. There's a reason why you keep on scrolling down for more videos, for more pictures on social networking sites. There's a part of our brain called the amygdala, which is present at the base of both the hemispheres, where emotions are given meaning, remembered, and attached to associations and responses to them, emotional memories. So say if I like watching videos of cats, you will be hooked and go on because you are emotionally involved there. You are comfortable and you do not like to break the chain. But you have to save time. Now, technology decides what you are doing. It has become your master. You should be the one having control over technology, you telling it to show you things that are going to be useful to you. If you are the master of you, then it is good, but if technology is the master of you, you should take back the control. The time best spent is when you read a book. It expands your knowledge, be it politics, economics, business. It really expands your intelligence and works wonders on your work ethics. It provides so many insights into your day-to-day life. It changes the way you function, which in turn brings efficacy to your work. You start doing things differently. You grow when you read and you feel the change within. It elevates you emotionally, makes you strong mentally, prepares you for tomorrow's challenges, and helps you to overcome such challenges, and this is not only my opinion, every reader would say the same and agree with me here. You will too. An author literally invests a lot of his time trying to share with you his knowledge, his wisdom, whatever he has gained through his experience. And a good book, well written, always gives us a breakthrough. Every book opens a new door within us. Don't read books for the sake of the author, it is always for your own good. It brings you many fresh perspectives. It's as if you are having your own opinion and some other person, or, we can say, a mentor or a guide, is giving you guidance and changing your thought process for the better. Every CEO on average reads one book each week. There must be some reason for that. Yes or yes. The more you read, the more you thrive, and the more you move at the faster pace towards your goal. I am not saying, if you just read a small book on how to do push-up, you will lose weight, you have to do push-up. The book only can guide you on how to maintain balance, when to breathe, when to relax, so on and so forth. Reading it gives you a set of 4 applied instructions and principles, which provides you guaranteed results if those instructions are followed properly. The implementation is necessary for the expected results. The book can show you the path, it is your choice to walk on the path. But the book certainly gives you the confidence to walk on those principles, since those principles have been time-tested, the results are guaranteed. If those instructions, principles, guidelines have worked for some person else, they will for sure work for you. It prevents all those trial and error methods and provides you with the solutions that actually work. According to my opinion, something cannot be written, unless it is experienced, unless it has been in action, unless it has worked for someone else. Those things really have been time-tested and have been worked upon. So they shall never fail to accomplish what they have been written for. There are some books that I think should be read by every person in their lifetime. I am not at all promoting, but from my personal experience I can tell they are worth reading. They really, really bring out the best within you, and works wonderfully for you. They teach you to do more, be more, explore more, experience more. The books are 7 Habits of Highly Effective People by Stephen Covey. Start with Why by Simon Sinek. The Power of Your Subconscious Mind by Dale Carnegie. If you are into business, the best books according to me is Rich Dad, Poor Dad. Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. P. The Richest Man of Babylon, my personal favorite, George Clason. I am very teeny tiny in my knowledge and have nowhere near the thinking ability of the authors who have done so much work. But I urge you to read as much as you can. Please, please share the article with every person you know. You might bring someone the joy of learning. You might help someone unknowingly. Share your views with me at suchita135sanketty@gmail.com. You can subscribe to the Letterbox. Thank you for reading. Till then, read more, grow more, sayonara.